From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Inside. I'm Randall White, in today for Beth Ruyak. The Gold Souls are back with new music from their first full-length album, Good to Feel. The band is here, ready to perform on Inside. Great to have you here with us, everyone. I'm going to go through the list here. Juniper Waller on vocals, Jay Storn, bass, Billy D. Thompson on drums, Alex Severson on the keyboard, and Matthew Hevish on guitar. Thank you all very much for joining us this morning. You were here last winter with your debut EP and your single Nobody. What have you been up to over the last 6 months?
Thanks for having us. Mostly just recording this new album. We got in the studio very early this year and started recording it. And so, it's finally ready. And our release party is this coming Friday.
Yeah, that's exciting, right? And,
super exciting.
How did you all come together? How did you form as a band?
Well, we met through a seance. No, that's a joke. It's not.
My next question was going to be, what? Really? Yeah, okay.
It's not an interesting story, so we like to make up other stories. But we met through the music
scene, the
local music scene.
The Sacramento music scene.
Yes, and Davis.
You have a new video out, which I watched, and I love it. And I love the beginning because it starts with a really incredible cinematography, I guess would be the right word, of the Tower Bridge. And
Yes. It's
that sort of, you know, we're seeing so much now where Sacramento is being displayed front and center. And that didn't used to always be the case. So it's nice to see that.
Definitely. Yeah, that's definitely something that we wanted to highlight in the video, how much we love Sacramento, which is our home base. And the cinematography definitely is beautiful. And that was a collaboration of Sacramento filmmakers headed up by Snay Nurani, who happens to be my housemate also.
Oh, so, sorry. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he recruited a really talented team to do that. But yeah, we wanted to film it in Sacramento and all around in our favorite places, like Shady Lady Bar. There's a scene there and Tower Theater
right?
And just hanging out around Midtown just to kind of pay homage to our home base.
Yeah, I was just at the Shady Lady on Saturday. It was really busy. They had like a bands performing and shut down the street, it looked
right.
like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the R Street thing.
Yeah, that was incredible. All right, so the video that I mentioned is for Silver Tongue.
Yes.
And you guys have all of your instruments in hand, so I feel like we should just get right into that so people can hear what we're talking about.
Sure thing.
So take it away.
Okay. Sure.
The Gold Souls here on Insight.
Is this thing...
Is that on?
Don't let me be misunderstood. I'm nice and young, I got a silver tongue and I use it good. And don't you get it twisted. Better play it cool, don't act a fool or make this a short visit. And if you knew me well, you wouldn't even start. Ain't got
That is fast becoming a favorite of mine. I've heard it over the weekend. I kept playing it. I had some friends in from out of town, and I pull up the video, and it's like my sixth or seventh time now of hearing it, and it is catchy. Who came up with the idea? Who does the writing? And all of you jump in, but what's the process?
So it sort of depends. We all write in the band, which is really cool. It's kind of unique to find a band where everybody writes and the songs kind of, you know, play nice together.
Right.
But Silvertongue was one of mine. It's just, I really love funk music and stuff, but this is a blues band. And so it's been really cool to try to combine some of those styles compositionally. And Silvertongue's a good example of that, I think, is kind of, you know, a blues progression with sort of a funk groove and style. So,
who does the lyrics?
That was also me on that tune. But uh-huh. It just depends, you know. It's really kind of collaborative through song to song. You know.
What's the give me the story behind Silvertongue? Like, what are you saying?
So Silvertongue is it's interesting. On the album, we've got a lot of kind of different moods and vibes and things, but Silvertongue is the first song on it, and it's kind of this confident, like, you know, similar to the video, kind of stepping out into the, you know, stepping out on the scene and like being very confident, sure of yourself, you know, having a little bit of attitude, a little bit of sass and stuff. And so that's you know, kind of one of the moods on the record and just kind of in our music in general. So that, I was trying to kind of capture that with that one. Yeah.
I'm talking with the Gold Souls. The new record is Good to Feel, and they're hosting an album release party this Friday at the Flamingo House. Here in studio, we have Juniper Waller on vocals, Jace Dorn on bass, Billy D. Thompson drums, Alex Severson on keys, and Matthew Hevish on guitar. And I got all your names right, like pronunciation-wise. Thank you to Cody Drabble, our producer, for helping me with that.
Yes, thank you,
taking
Cody.
A bow in
thank
the studio
Cody.
Right now.
So
we do have time for another song. And what's next? What do you want to play for us?
We'd like to play "Get On By," which was written by Matt. And this one we haven't released this recording ever, so this will be its radio debut.
Oh, nice. All right, so "Get On By" from the Gold Souls. Take it away.
Slow this ride down.
the Gold Souls here in studio, the Insight Studio at Capital Public Radio. And that one felt more in line with the blues that you were talking about earlier. How do you classify your group?
It's kind of difficult. We've just been saying funk slash soul slash blues for a while. Right. I wish that there was, you know, a better genre category to use. But, I mean, we really do draw on so many different styles. We've got a lot of blues progressions, a lot of, like, funkier grooves with those blues progressions, and then a lot of kind of soul vocals, you know, vocal style that's normally associated with soul music. So, it's really a combination of the three, as well as other stuff too. I mean, you can hear, you know, other influences in our music as well. So it's hard to classify, I think.
Were any of you inspired by groups or musicians growing up that you feel you added to what you're now performing?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think we can all agree on Sly and the Family Stone and,
nice choice.
For vocalists like Nina Simone and all the other great jazz, soul, and blues musicians, you know?
Right.
Yeah, we've all listened to just so much music in our lives. Like, we've all really been influenced by so many of the classics and also modern musicians, too, that that really go into influencing us.
And that last song was Get On By, right?
Yes.
Matt or Matthew Hevish wrote it. And I'm going to need you to lean in there or pick it up.
Just hold this.
That works,
there
too.
There we go.
Yes. So what's that song about and what inspired you for that?
Well, as an artist, like a musician, we're these, you know, iconically deep, brooding creatures that go through turmoil and go through hell and back and come out on the other side. And I guess that song's kind of like my view and outlook of just going through life and going through the different phases, you know, relationships, chapters of your life, things closing and opening up. It's kind of like that. It's supposed to have kind of like a positive resolution, but it's kind of a somber tune.
And so the big album is released next week.
This Friday.
What lessons did you learn along the way? Because I imagine there's a lot of big decisions that have to be made throughout the process. Do you feel like you're a different band coming out the other end?
Yeah, we learned a lot. Do you want to take
this? Sure. Definitely, you know, part of it, we had a really good team working on this album, right? Rick Lauder and Patrick Langemount and Davis helped us out. But I think throughout a lot of it, if we could have done like a little bit more time on just making sure that we like talked through everything before we got into the studio and do all that. But overall, we did a really smooth process.
Mm-hmm. And now after the release, what next? I imagine there's a tour to go along with it.
Yes, but we're hoping to wait till next year. We want to spend a lot of time planning it. One thing that we discovered on our last tour is that tours are not things to try to throw together last minute. They, you know, with enough planning, you can really make it an awesome experience and like go and catch all the different places you want to go to and stuff. When it's short notice, sometimes the gigs can be a little bit weird and you can kind of have some funny moments there. So we want to plan a little bit ahead this time.
Is it fun to be part of Sacramento's music scene right now? Because it feels, from my perspective, it feels like it's really coming into its own.
Yeah, it's a really cool time for Sacramento music and arts in general. It's really flourishing right now. It's so cool to be a part of it.
Yeah. Who do you see as the big standout groups or performers right now, aside from, of course, the Gold Souls?
Well, definitely the Philharmonic. He's been doing such amazing work and, you know, really working hard as an independent solo artist. And so we actually have him as a feature on our album, and he'll be at our release party. He's playing a set. So definitely shout out to him. And then, I mean, there's so many good bands right now, so many people that have been hustling.
And you'll be playing with a few, Mino Yancey and Hobo Johnson and the Lovemakers during concerts on in the park on July 13th. Is that right?
Yes.
Concerts in the Park just released a statement. It looks like there was a scheduling issue with Hobo Johnson, but who did they get?
Rituals of Mine.
There you go.
Yeah.
And they're super awesome, so we're still excited for that one. That's going to be July 13th.
That's July 13th. Concerts in the Park just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Right.
Yeah. Well, The Gold Souls here on Insight for Capital Public Radio. Thank you so much for being on Insight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
We have more on our website at capradio.org/insight. And that is Insight for today. I'm Randall White and for Beth Ruyak. Insight produced by Jen Picard, Bert Johnson, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, Hilda Flores, and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back with another live show tomorrow.
Historians too. Until